Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And always one of the people who makes it happen is my wonderful co-host, Lauren. Lauren, are you getting tired of me saying that?
No, I love it.
I have to come up with a different title for you.
You can say it every week. It always makes me smile. I appreciate it.
Well, that's my job.
Yep.
On Sundays, that's my job. Hey, good morning.
That's great.
Good morning, Buffalo. You know what? This is Everything Real Estate Sunday, and we have a lot to talk about. We have Tim Reardon, who is the CEO and president of Keller Williams. Tim, welcome to today. Welcome back.
Welcome. Thank you very much. I appreciate being here as always, Dale. Looking forward to it.
2019 has to be an exciting year for you.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to crushing our real estate goals in 2019, serving a lot of families in the Western New York area and helping them achieve their real estate goals as well.
Selling more houses, buying more, you know, helping buyers and sellers.
That's correct. Yes, that's what we do, and we do it at a high level. And if anybody needs help, they can reach out to me at any time.
Okay. And so, Tim, how do you exceed last year's expectations?
We put a plan in place in November of 2018 to really hit the ground running in 2019. And we make sure that we're doing those activities that we need to on a daily basis in order to basically we look at 90-day stretches, and we're making sure that we're setting the appointments, that we're meeting with people, and we're getting houses prepared to go to the market. We're getting buyers out there looking at homes, and we basically have a written plan in the beginning of the year that we stick to.
Okay, and I know someone is asking or thinking about this question. Are you strictly or solely on the residential side, or do you also get involved on the commercial side as well?
So my team, we help homeowners, people looking to buy homes, people looking to sell homes in the residential side of the business. But I do get referrals for people who are looking for commercial, and I actually have somebody who I refer that business out to, who that's all that he does, and it's really a better fit for them to talk with him. And it's a great working relationship that I've had with him for years.
Okay.
I had a conversation this week with a business professional in Western New York, and we talked a lot about sticking with what you know. And it's great. I love that you stick with the residential side, because you're the expert in it. That's what you know. And it's always great to have a good partner that you can refer your clients to when they're looking for something with commercial real estate.
Exactly. It's something that I would not be able to serve them at as high a level as mm-hmm. he is, with the experience that he brings, the contacts that he has, the network that he has, and vice versa. He refers his residential, friends and family to me.
Yeah.
So it works out very well. But you have to trust that person explicitly.
Sure.
You have to know that your referrals will be served at the highest level and mm-hmm. the standard that you expect.
Yeah, okay. And they're going to be in good hands.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. Well, guys, we have a very exciting show lineup for our listeners today. We're going to move right into our first one. Let's say good morning to our producer, Mr. Louie.
Good morning, hi, everyone. Louie. What's going on?
Louie, a lot of things are happening on your side of the plate, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of stuff going on in sports.
Okay.
So we wouldn't make it on Sunday mornings without Louie's coordination of everything.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's hear our sports update, and we have a guest who's on.
Yep, we got Frank Latempio on.
Yes. So you know what? Rather than keep Frank on hold, let's go from the bottom to the top. The biggest conversation in sports today is the Kaepernick situation. So do we have Frank live?
We do. Frank's on.
Frank, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yep, hi, Frank.
How are you, Lauren? What's going on?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. Let me give you a shameless plug here, by the way. Lauren did an amazing job at Staff Buffalo for us. Huh? And we found a great great associate in our law firm, Nora Dillon, thanks to Lauren Lewis and her staff. So,
thanks, Frank. I'm so glad you guys are happy.
Yeah, very, very happy.
Good.
Very happy. So what's going on?
Well, Frank, you know what? Well, first of all, you know, we're not going to keep him on the line too long, but, you know, let's go right into the sports, you know, conversation. The Kaepernick situation. Sure. I think from a legal standpoint, from a sports enthusiast standpoint, what's going on and how do you see it?
Well, first of all, they settled the case. Him and Ed Reed settled with the NFL a couple of days ago. It's a confidential settlement, but it's something that, first of all, there's no question the NFL had to settle that case at some point in time because we're probably on the eve, and they're probably settled on the eve of deposition, and which is a lot of times in any kind of lawsuit, the primary motivator to get a case done because, look, in this case, you're going to have NFL executives sitting down getting grilled by an attorney, right? And that's not something that there's probably a lot of dirty secrets in that NFL, and there's a lot of things that they don't want people to know and the public to know. So I think it was probably a wise, very, very wise move on their part. Although they had, Ed Reed and Colin Kaepernick had a very, very high standard to uphold. Collusion is incredibly, incredibly difficult to prove. They made it past the summary judgment motion with the arbitrator, which was a big deal for them. That's why the NFL probably ended up settling, because they knew it was getting into depositions and it was getting into a place where people would know what was going on. So it was probably a good move on the NFL's part to settle this case. I think it was a tough case on collusion anyways.
But $20 million, that doesn't seem like a lot of money for what he had, you know, in front of him.
Oh, well, let me tell you, that's what the number, I didn't even know what the number was.
I don't think the number is official.
It's not.
I think it was 20 years estimated over a 4-year span.
And then I heard 60 to 80, so.
Okay, so.
Let me tell you something. If the guy got anything, he should be happy. He was a horrible quarterback.
I mean, he can buy it. Now he can buy a house in Buffalo.
Right. I mean, but, you know, if that's the number, I think that's an incredibly large number. And he, by the way, Colin Kaepernick made a lot more off of his stance than he did playing a quarterback as an NFL quarterback, I can tell you that. But it was interesting. It was a very high standard for them to prove that, because you had to prove that all 32 teams colluded. And you got to think that there are some teams, like, I can't imagine the Pagulas ever being part of a collusion like that, but I can see them saying, I don't want this guy on our team, right?
There's
too much baggage and stuff like that, right? So I think
it's
very difficult.
I don't believe you said different. You say you don't. He comes with baggage? What player doesn't come with baggage?
Oh, I think a lot of players don't come with baggage, but that kind of baggage, I think, is tough. You know, his word, you know, one of the reasons that it's so interesting from a legal perspective when you're talking about Colin Kaepernick is because you're talking about an employer's ability to limit somebody's First Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. And an employer has an absolute right to limit your First Amendment rights. Listen, there's no guarantee for that job. There's no, you know, if someone comes into my office and they start spewing speech that I don't like, they can do it wherever they want. They're just not going to do it in my office. So, but you're taking in the NFL is almost a public forum sometimes, it feels like, right? But it's not. You have to remember, because these are 32 teams that are owned by somebody. They're not owned by us. They're not, although... Then you get into the other question. Since they're subsidized federally, there's no antitrust legislation. They're, you know, you're paying for people, citizens, taxpayers are paying for their stadiums. You know, you feel like you own the team, and you feel like that First Amendment right shouldn't be, you know, vitiated by the NFL because they're getting some backlash.
And I think
it could be. I mean, it's an interesting, very, very interesting topic.
It's extremely interesting. It's something like we've really never dealt with before. And years ago, I mean, professional sports, it was about the sport. And I feel like more recently it's become more of a business than
sports is business.
Sport itself. Exactly. Yeah,
it's definitely business.
It's definitely more business focused, though, too, I think. Yeah. And Frank, I think, well, made an interesting point. Where he's like, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think, you know, first of all, if the guy walked into the room right now, okay, I'm $20 million rich, cash flow, you're going to take his, you know, you're going to represent him, and Tim is going to find him the best house in and around Western New York. Yes or no, guys?
There's no question.
Call me, Cap.
There's no question. I mean, you know, in my business.
And his entourage. You know,
yeah, but he represents people's rights, and you're representing his rights.
Fantastic.
And it turns out he did a very good job.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know something? I still think everyone has gotten away from what the point was with Kaepernick. You know, he made a very legitimate point about what goes on in the United States. And the thing is, I think we cannot walk away from the point of what he was trying to say. It wasn't a thing of him just... saying, I'm going to make a move so I can get some more money. It wasn't that. I mean, and what happened in terms of, like Frank was saying, collusion, you know, it probably is pretty hard to prove. But at the same time, there was some, at various points of the whole case, it was where some of the owners outright said, look, don't hire Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got to also keep that in perspective. I think that what happened when the president jumped in and started calling people SOBs and all of that, that kind of changed the perspective of how people looked at it.
That's discrimination is what you're talking about.
Right. And so I think we got to be fair. He's not the first player to ever step out and make some kind of, you know, statement. Okay. And all he did is basically said, look, you know, whether I'm a good quarterback, bad quarterback, I'm prominent. Okay, I'm prominent, and I can step out and make a statement like that and take a stand. Stand for something, Garth said, stand for something or you fall for anything.
Okay, so that being said, so we're going to stand for something. So a roundtable discussion. Do we agree with the Kaepernick decision or not? Frank, you know, we're going to be respectful to your time. Do you stand with his decision or not?
Stand with his decision to kneel?
Pardon me? I couldn't hear you.
Stand with his decision to kneel and make
To settle.
To settle? Oh, yeah, I would have settled.
You would have settled?
Absolutely.
Okay, absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay. From a legal perspective, yes,
there's
to settle.
$20 million. Let's say it's $20 million. There's $20 million that you're not going to get from a jury. There's no way.
Right. And a new, unproven new league.
You know something, and I agree with Frank on that. I think that whether, you know, we get away, it was about money. He said, look, they stopped me from making money. And so that's all the settlement did. It came right back to money. Okay. Here's some money.
Okay.
Case closed.
So now Kaepernick has a legal representation in West New York. He has a fan. Okay, let's find out from, another fan, what they think. Well, may not be a fan.
Oh, I don't like Colin Kaepernick. I don't think he's a good football player either. But I think it comes respect for the country, and like I'm very patriotic, so I think you should stand for the national anthem. I understand he's trying to make a point, but it's out of respect. You stand for the national anthem.
Okay.
I also think you made the decision settling.
I'm not
going
to get into that part, but have you read the rest of the national anthem and what it actually says?
No, we're not debating the national anthem. No, that's a different kind of show. Okay. But I hear your point. Okay, I hear your opinion. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's find out if he's going to be able to buy a house if the Bills try to bring him to Buffalo.
That'll buy a lot of houses in Buffalo, and I'd be happy to help. But, I think you got to settle that. You got to put it behind you, and you got to move forward with your life.
Right.
And I think that's what he did, and I think the NFL was smart to do so as well.
I agree.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to leave it right there. Frank, thank you so much
for
being a part of Western New York at Work. Enjoy your vacation with you and your wife. You know, have a beautiful weekend. We'll see when you get back to Buffalo.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.
Take care. Louie. Awesome conversation.
Yeah.
What else is happening in the world of sports before we take our first break?
The Buffalo Bills parted ways with a notable name this week in tight end Charles Clay. With the move, Buffalo frees up $4.5 million in salary cap space. Clay spent 4 years with the Bills, finishing his stint in Buffalo with 178 catches, 1,822 yards, and 9 touchdowns. 2018 marked a career low for him with just 21 catches for 184 yards. The Sabres are back on the ice today in New Jersey taking on the Devils. Casey Mittelstadt practiced fully yesterday with Buffalo after missing the last two games with a lower body injury. Buffalo also got good news on Kyle Okposo, who left Friday's matchup with the Rangers after a fight caused a head injury. Head coach Phil Housley tells the media Okposo does not have a concussion and did travel with the team on this three-game road trip. As for Marco Scandella, he was held back in Buffalo to be reevaluated for a possible injury. The Sabres hope to rebound off the 6-2 loss in New York Friday. Buffalo is currently 5 points out of the final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. Puck drop is set for 6 p.m. in New Jersey with the Paul William Belts pregame show starting up at 5 over on WGR Sports Radio 550. It's All-Star Weekend in the NBA in the skills competition last night. Celtics forward Jason Tatum won the Taco Bell Skills Challenge. Nets guard Joe Harris upsets Steph Curry to take the three-point contest title. And Thunder guard Hamidou Diallo wins the 2019 dunk contest. As for today, Team Giannis takes on Team LeBron in the All-Star game at 8 o'clock. Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick and Panthers safety Eric Reid have settled their collusion case against the NFL. Back in August, TMZ reported an arbitrator threw out the NFL's motion to dismiss Kaepernick's collusion lawsuit, which means there would have been a trial and NFL owners would have had to testify under oath. The league will pay an undisclosed amount to Kaepernick as part of the settlement. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. With this update on ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Awesome. Thanks, Louis. Welcome back to Western New York at Work. So we are getting down to the bulk
essence
of our
yes.
show today, which is everything real estate. We're in studio with Tim Reardon from Keller Williams 716 team.
Correct. Yes.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here again, Tim. And we're talking a lot at the beginning of the show about, you know, your goals, and your team has set your goals for 2019. So you have an even better 2019 compared to 2018. How do you see real estate being different this year? What's different about it as we progress throughout 2019?
You know, it's tough to predict exactly how it will shake out, but you know, we do have a slight uptick in inventory for January of 2019 over January of 2018. I do expect there to continue that trend upwards, but not drastically. And that's my own perception. My own predictions is that we'll continue to have a strong seller's market. We have just under 3 months supply of inventory currently. And at that 3 month mark, 6 month mark is actually the balanced market where it's more of an even market on both sides of that transaction. So we're definitely geared towards sellers still, and we'll continue to do so through 2019. So we'll still see multiple offers. We'll still see a shortage of inventory historically. Prices may not increase as much as they did from 17 to 18. But
so does that mean that the market has stabilized? Or
it's headed that way, Dale. But no, I don't want to sit here and say that it's stabilized at the moment, because we're still seeing, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 over asking price for the houses that are, again, you know, I have to stress this, they've got to be in the neighborhoods that people are really desiring to be in, and they've got to be in great condition, and they have to be priced appropriately for their location and condition. They can't be overpriced. You're not going to achieve those multiple offers if you're reaching for a price that's really going to turn off most people. Buyers are very educated in today's world. There's just so much more information out there that before they even engage a real estate agent, they have a lot of this information that they've been considering and looking over. And by the time they hit the market and are ready to make offers, they're already a little bit timid because of their friends and families being in having the experiences that they've had over the past couple of years. So they're a little bit apprehensive to get into these multiple offer situations. So to start your price high is only going to have more people shy away from making you an offer.
And I need to say this, because I know at least four individuals right now that are looking to sell their homes. And so, you know, and I know they're listening to today's show. So what can we say, or what should we say to those individual sellers?
Call me.
Okay, that's number one. Rule number one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, and call you where? What's your number?
Sure, 716-575-5969.
Okay. So, but actually, prepare the homes.
Yes, but don't do that on your own. Don't just start going and looking at everything that, as a homeowner, you see every little minor defect in your home and you think you have to get that done. Engage a professional. Call me. I'll walk through the property with you. My staging consultant will walk through the property with you, and we'll point out the things that are really important to get done and that are also, more importantly, mm-hmm. going to get you a return on that money that you're going to spend.
You really speak to the fact that an expert is needed. Okay, don't do it alone. Don't do it by yourself. You know, because take the pain out of whether you're on the buyer side or the seller side, because that's what you do.
I see it from my point of view as a waste of valuable time to go online and try to do all of this research on your own, where you're getting information from all over the country. You're not necessarily getting hyper-local information from an agent who works day in and day out with buyers and sellers in this market. So you can go and do all of these things, call me up and say, hey, I just did all this. Isn't this great? And of course, I'm going to tell you, yes, it's great. Anything that you do to your home is going to improve its saleability, but was it necessary? Did you spend additional time and money that you maybe didn't have to? And what about this over here?
You know, in my opinion, technology only does one thing. It shows you a visibility of the home. It's not personal. It shows you the location from an exterior standpoint. It gives you the address, but it doesn't give you any much more. I mean, it gives you the features in terms of whether it's, you know, a duplex or, you know, the amenities of the home. But that's about it. It doesn't let you know the culture, the fabric, of what that home represents in that community. Because every home is not good for every resident, an individual buyer.
There's actually studies that show that within the first 10 seconds of walking into a home, a buyer is making a decision. One way or another, that decision is then being reinforced as they continue that tour of the home. But they are either going to fall in love with that home and continue that emotion as they walk through, or they're going to be tepid or actually dislike it altogether. So really, it's important that first impression is important. We can talk more about that.
Okay, you know what? I'm getting a little signal from my producer. So thinking about falling in love, whether you want to fall in love with buying or selling, you know, Buffalo, do not go away from this conversation. We have more great conversation with Tim on the other side of this break. When it comes to your real estate buying and selling needs, it's the 716 team at Keller Williams. Their expertise is leveraging technology and knowledge of the local market. And when it comes to success, well, the numbers speak for themselves. They are ranked in the top 1% by the Buffalo Real Estate Board, and over 500 families have been helped and know the meaning of bring home happiness. So start your real estate success by calling owner Tim Reardon at 575-5969, where their motto is bring home happiness.
During Heart Health Month this February, Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine and the Boulevard Mall invite you to participate in the Healthy Living, Healthy You Wellness Fair on Saturday, February 23rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring the kids to play at the Explore and More Museum Corner. Come out and meet Sabres alumni, retired Buffalo Bills player Donald Jones, and children's book author Dee Romito as they support healthy living. Get your blood pressure taken, enjoy Tai Chi, yoga, and other live demonstrations on the stage, and sample Buffalo cuisine with food trucks in the mall parking lot. There will be health resources and vendors and other fun activities. Vendors can reserve a table at buffalohealthyliving.com. Click on the image of the health fair poster on the website or call 716-796-9718 for information. All event proceeds will be donated to the Buffalo Niagara Heart Association. Live healthy and bring the whole family to this great event.
Can you believe it? February has flown by, and a lot of us think the only time we can buy flowers, candy, teddy bears, and cute little things we love to give to our significant other is during Valentine's Day. North Parkway Florists at 1514 Hurdle can help make those decisions a lot easier. Whether you're looking for the spread that says, I love you, or I was thinking of you. North Parkway Florist can take care of all those needs. North Parkway Florist can also handle anniversaries, birthdays, get well, new baby, and sympathy flowers. Give them a call for same-day delivery. 716-838-1123. North Parkway Florist, 1514 Hurdle Avenue, in business for over 20 years.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. You know what? That last message was talking about me. I messed up.
How'd you mess up, Dale?
I messed up. I did not get flowers out in time.
You didn't?
No, so I'm going to have to
you
go
know what?
There.
I don't think it's a matter of on time. It's just about showing your love for someone.
Really?
Or your appreciation for someone. Mm-hmm. Better late than never.
So it's not the when, it's, you know, if. Is it, you know, do I have it backwards? I know I got it wrong on Valentine's Day.
I mean, you already missed Valentine's Day, so you can't, you know, make up for that. So flowers any time of the year.
That's why I'm in trouble.
Give away, I messed up.
You didn't mess up.
No. Give away a I messed up certificate.
Okay.
For those that forgot.
So help me out. So help a guy out. Help a guy like me out.
I'm going to give you a $50 gift certificate that you can give to someone. How about that?
Okay. I love that part.
So if you forgot to get your loved one some flowers, some roses for Valentine's Day, we want you to call into Western New York at Work, 716-803-1520, and we have a $50 gift certificate to
North
give to
Park.
One of you.
Flowers,
one of
yes.
Your, to your loved one if you forgot flowers. So it's a $50 gift certificate to North Park Florist on Hurdle Avenue. So
Be like Dale Martin, who messed up.
It's okay to forget.
All right.
As long as you acknowledge it.
But today is, you know what? Today is everything real estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have Tim Reardon in studio with us from 716 Team at Keller Williams. And Tim, I loved when we were talking about, you know, being the expert. You've talked about that a lot today. It's being the expert within residential realty. It's being the expert in helping people who want to sell their home, people who want to buy their next home.
Especially in a crazy market like this.
And it's a crazy market. Right. And you kind of mentioned, don't do it yourself.
So, you know, it's talking about a crazy market and talking about continuing that through 2019. I spoke with a for sale by owner, somebody who's who has their home on the market, and they're actually having an open house today. And she told me, you know, we have over 50 people who have called and told us that we're coming. And that very well may be true. You may have a lot of people come through your home. You don't know if those people are vetted, if those people can actually buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
And people will say a lot of things. And they'll get you really, really excited. But there's a couple of things where are those people going to make you a serious offer? And if, say, you get more than one offer, how do you know what is the best offer to take? What is the one that is actually going to make it to the closing table?
Exactly.
What is the one that is in your best interest as a seller? So that's why you need an expert. We've seen this before, okay? You know, I've have 598 transactions under my belt, over $100 million in real estate transactions under my belt. That's a tremendous amount of experience in every market you can see. You know, buyer's market, seller's market, extremes on both sides.
You've seen it all
in
those transactions.
Correct. So it's such an important transaction. It's most people's largest asset of their entire lives. They only move a few times in their lives. Put it in the hands of a professional who will guide you.
Yes, I love that, guiding you, because it is a process that you need to navigate, and it can be tricky, and you want to know you're doing it the right way. You're putting the right offer in at the right level with contingent, non-contingent, like whatever it might be. You don't know until you work with a professional what's going to be that offer that's going to get you that sale.
Absolutely, and it's same thing when you're making an offer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can I make this offer stand out? How can I make this offer more attractive to the seller? What information do I need from the seller how can I help them in by doing so help myself get this home?
I got a quick question before we go. Has Buffalo, the market itself, kind of evened up with the rest of the country? Buffalo was considered at one time having some of the lowest real estate in the country. Have we finally caught up?
We're still considered one of the most affordable real estate markets in the United States.
Wow. Okay.
Incredible. Well, Tim, you know what? Rather than have you back next month, we need to have you back next week. Because everything in real estate, we miss you. We need to have you here not once a month, but maybe twice a month. And we're talking about 716 Team at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo, Northtown. Tim, what's your telephone number?
716-575-5969. That is my team. I am affiliated at Keller Williams Realty, Buffalo North Towns. I am not the CEO and president of Keller Williams. That's Gary Keller, and I wish I had his money. But
okay. And for anyone who's looking to buy or sell, we know we want them to call you, but let's give them a last tidbit.
Call sooner than later.
Call.
575-5969. Because even if you're thinking about putting your house on the market in April or May, call me today and we can set that plan in motion. We can establish a timeline and we can make sure you achieve the highest sales price possible the shortest amount of time.
If you're looking to buy or sell, don't make the mistake. Do not make a real estate mistake. Call Tim at 716-575. What's the last four digits, Tim?
5969 or KWNY.
Okay.
Love it.
Buffalo, you've been listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Everything in real estate, our monthly real estate conversation. Last parting thoughts.
I just want to know, what are the hot neighborhoods right now in Western New York?
They continue to be sort of your best school districts.
Best school districts.
Yeah, Orchard Park, East Aurora, Clarence, Williamsville, Amherst.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Buffalo, well, thank you for tuning in once again. You've been listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis and Tim Reardon. Do not make a mistake. You know what? Get the best advice in your real estate decision, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.